whole squad on the mission. You got to listen, we pole politicking. It's so dope when it kick in, you can get in where you fit in. We straight pole politicking. The whole squad on the mission. You got to listen, you know what this is when we pole politicking. My money long like division, I proposition to put a fist in. We straight pole politicking. Hey yo, I rise like the sun in the east, running the streets. Same people that was coming in peace, summoning the beast on the microphone. It's never a long and hard task. For God, I'm gonna smash they blog and podcast. Introduction to journalism 101 with Pharaoh Pope politicking about where I'm from and what I do. What's up? It gotta be good interviewing everybody. You know they probably could take all the blood, sweat, and tears working all them years, putting in 10,000 hours. It empowers careers from the baby and Megan Thee Stallion to Yo Gotti. High as a kite, jet life, currency in the party with MC Light. Jay Prince said I rap a lot. Super Saiyan Black Kakarot with a Macintosh laptop and my Apple Watch, smoking Fraggle Rocks. Four eyes got more lines and hooks than a tackle box.
What?
The whole squad on the mission. You got to listen, we pole politicking. It's so dope when it kick in, you can get in where you fit in. We straight pole politicking. The whole squad on the mission. You got to listen, you know what this is when we pole politicking. My money long like division, I proposition to put a fist in. We straight pole politicking.
Welcome back to PolePolitikin.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. 1212 and place to be with Midas the Beast. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm out here, man. What's really good?
I'm chilling, bro. You said Midas the Beast. I want to know about the name a little bit.
Yeah, basically, my first kind of like rap name was Golden Child. And when I was a kid, and when I realized that there was other people named Golden Child, I was like, well, I need to come up with some other shit. But like all my raps had gold shit in them at the time. So I was just looking for like a name that would still be able to use all the gold references and shit. So that's where I came up with Midas.
And well, then I say Shaheen was the golden child, the rugged child, Shaheen. The
rugged child. Well, Nas used to be, you know, Nas used to call himself the golden child too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, and then, you know, the Beast was just, there's just the way that I still do sometimes, but like I used to have this style where like on a track, I would do like 24 bars, just murder, you know what I'm saying? No hooks, nothing. And we used to call that beasting around my hood. So we was calling that beasting. And then that was like one of my signature things. So, you know, just being the beast, it kind of stuck.
All right. And then where you from?
Out here in Orlando, man.
Orlando?
Yeah.
How is it out there?
You know, sunshine, you know, it's peace. But there's a dope, MC caliber out here. Like, you know, coming up out here was like a gauntlet of ill MCs. You know, a lot of people in Florida is New York migrants. You know what I'm saying? Their family might have came from Jersey or from New York or from, you know, type shit. So when I was coming up, there was a lot of kids that was also from, you know, up top coming down with, you know, East Coast hip hop sensibilities and shit like that. So there's a lot of us out here. So it was definitely when I was coming up, it was an ill area to come up in on some rhyming shit.
Then why do you think a lot of parents, because I guess it was the parents that migrated from New York to Orlando, you know the reason behind that?
Well, Florida in general is a big retirement state. A lot of people come out here to retire. The weather is, you know, it's hot. You know, you're not getting no snow and shit like that. You know, so it's a big retirement area. We don't got no state tax, you know. So there's a lot of, you know, reasons like that why people would always move to Florida. from New York. Like, if you tired of the winters, you come down here. You know what I'm saying? So it's that kind of shit.
Yeah, I was coming to San Diego, then I'd be trying to think where I would move to. And I was like, the only place I would move to is like Florida, but I was like, I don't know about them hurricanes.
I mean, you know, Florida is a lot like Cali.
Yeah.
The biggest difference between Florida and Cali, in my opinion, is the humidity that we have. We got wild, like it gets, like it'd be hot here, it'd be hot there, but it's a different kind of hot here because we got the humidity with it.
Swamp and shit, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's a little bit different. You know, we got like I know, like last summer I was in LA, and like you could put on a hoodie in August.
Yeah.
Like you'll never do that out here. You'll die. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible. So,
I'll ask you, was you there like when I was watching this documentary about Shaq when he came to Orlando, Shaq and Penny. Was you there during that era?
I was.
How was that, like, growing up in that?
I mean, it was lit, bro. Like, having, you know, back in them days, we used to have this store in our downtown area called the Magic Fan Attic, like Fanatic. That was a big, like, staple of the downtown area. Magic colors, you know, it was based off of all the Shaq Penny hysteria and all of that. They had little Penny dolls in the store and all that type of shit. It was wild.
That's up. So how did you get involved with hip hop?
You know, just like a lot of guys, man, my uncles was big, like my uncles, like anybody else was kind of big brothers and shit. My uncles was hip hop heads. You know, coming from Queens and all of that, like that's where we from. So I got two uncles on my mother's side and my one uncle on my father's side. And they was heads, you know what I'm saying? They was heads and they put me on. So that was really how it ran, is they, you know, how the Wu's say, the older gods put me on how to rock this, you know what I'm saying? So like, that was kind of I actually super identify with that line because the older gods put me on how to rock this. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was dope, what's not dope, was how to do this, how to move, you know, all that shit. So I really give them a lot of the credit with where my love of hip hop and that journey started.
So when did you start writing and stuff?
Yeah, that would have been like 95. Okay. 96, I was probably like 11, 12 in that universe. Yeah, started writing young. I mean, yeah, 11 really. Coming up with a couple lines here or there, you know, trying to impress my uncles and shit, like, you know, type of deal. And really started to take it real serious, I would say, when I was about 16, 17, really started paying attention and trying to be ill, and you know, that's when I first got my first, you know, then, you know, started battling and, you know, doing my first songs and all that kind of stuff.
So how would you describe your sound to people, or how do you describe your sound to people?
It's not, in my opinion, it's not really, it's less. It's my sound is murder raps, number one. I just be trying to murder everything. But the sound of the music, I think, is less hip-hoppy and more, you know, mood music, I would say, is more my flavor. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like my songs is the kind of music that would be in a movie. You know, like in a scene in a movie, you know, and my job is like, that's, you know, that's the kind of beats my guy does. And then my job is to narrate the scene. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what our thing is.
And then who is Midas the Beast? How would you describe yourself to the people?
Oh, I'm a killer. That's, you know, I'm a killer. Like that's what I am. I am a natural born MC. So what's that mean? Like, when I was young, I always looked up to the rappers that I thought sounded like there was nothing else that they could do in their life but rap. Like, yo, you sound like all you could do. Like, when you hear somebody like Method Man, you like, yo, there's nothing else he could have ever did but rap. You know what I'm saying? Or like a Raekwon. Like, people who sound like that, you're like, bro, there's nothing else you could have ever did but rap. Like, your voice, your swag, your steez sounds like that's your whole energy. Like, that's what it should have been. I've always been on that kick myself. Like, oh shit, what did I just drop? Yeah, I've always been on that kick myself. Just been like a supernatural, you know, just natural MC. Like, it's, I've been doing it my whole life. I'm gonna be doing it long after I should stop. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. So I'm just a murderer, man. That's what I do.
And then, what is hip hop to you? And then, what do you love about it?
What is hip hop to me? That's an interesting question. Hip hop to me is, it's a lifestyle. It lets, you know, I've always, like, it's a whole sub universe that all of us live in that the people who don't live in it don't even understand what the fuck we're talking about or what we're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a lifestyle. And when I say it's a lifestyle, that includes, like, it's a mentality, it's a feeling, it's a way we dress. But even more than that, like, it's not just the way we dress, it's like the sensibilities behind the way we dress. You know what I'm saying? It's the sensibilities behind the way we think. It's the sensibilities about the way we walk. And, you know, it's the sensibilities behind what and how we feel when we hear certain sounds. You know what I'm saying? It's how we talk. But again, not just how we talk, it's the science behind how we talk. Like, I think that's hip hop to me.
And what do you love about it?
All of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just like, there's a lot of different cultures in which, like, there's a secret language, or not a secret language, but like a language of the culture. And, like, you know, you could walk over to somebody who you've never met before, and you guys can have a shared communication because of a culture that you both come up in, right? So, like, if you're a fucking wrestling fan, right, you could be walking down the mall, and you won't know that somebody else is a wrestling fan unless they're wearing, like, a wrestling shirt or some shit.
Right.
But, like, I could go to the mall and spot a hip-hop nigga. Guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Even no matter how he's dressed, I can spot a hip-hop nigga in a business suit.
Why is that?
Because we got an aura. We got an energy. We got a steed. You know what I'm saying? It's that whole, like, you can take the nigga out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the nigga type steed. Like, you can't snatch the hip-hop out of nigga. It don't matter if he being corporate. You can't snatch the hip-hop out of nigga. Like, we got a bop to the way we walk. We got a, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when you at work, you got to put on your white voice, it'll seep through. Like, oh, nah. I know. Like, you know how many, you know what's funny? I've been living in Orlando for, I'm originally from Queens, but I've been living in Orlando, you know, pretty much all my life. And I'll talk to somebody and they'll go, are you from New York? And I'm like, nigga, I moved away from New York when I was 5. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how would you even, you know what I mean? But there's a swag, bro, and you keep that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's your formative shit. And I feel like I love that about hip hop. I love that I can go anywhere on the map and spot a nigga and run into him, and we can have a conversation about a thing that has affected us both.
Mm-hmm. What's up? So you were kind of going on a little bit. So let me know some of your, let me get your top 5 right now.
All time or right now?
You can do both.
All right, let's see here. All right, so all time would probably be Raekwon, Nas, Doom. Let's see, that's three. Raekwon, Nas, Doom. I would say maybe, man, that's tough. Probably Ghost as well, and then Prodigy.
So you sound like you a Wu head.
Yeah, definitely. Big Wu head growing up, big Mob Deep fan growing up, big Nas fan growing up, yeah, all that. So I probably say Prodigy, Nas, Doom, Raekwon. Actually, no. Let me substitute Ghostface. I'm just attach Ghostface to Raekwon. I'll say Ray and Ghost together, but Rock Marcy would be the other one.
I ain't never heard of him on there. You like him like that?
Yeah, I would go Rock Marcy.
Okay. Yeah. What about today's time?
It's tough. You know, I don't listen to as much hip hop today as I used to. You know, there's a lot of people I think are dope, though. I mean, I like Kendrick. I think Kendrick's dope. I think, you know, Rock is out right now. Rock is running right now. So I like, you know, Rock. I like, what's my man's name? I think Ito's really dope. I was... A couple of years ago, it's not so much no more, but because his shit switched up a bit, but I was a big Dom Kennedy fan for a stretch.
Yeah, I like him too.
You know what I'm saying? I like Boldy. You know what I'm saying? I think Boldy's dope. I like West Side Gun. I think West Side Gun is dope. You know what I'm saying? So I would say some of those guys would be the right now energy.
Yeah, I said I actually had Ito's on the podcast, so shout out to him, Ito.
Yeah, Ito's dope.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I don't know. I guess I noticed with me, like, I think it's just getting harder for me to stay in tune as I get older. It's harder for me to listen to the newer stuff, but I still be trying to because I just try to, you know, I just try to stay on top of it. But like, the only thing I did to try to help me was like, I subscribed to Sirius Radio. So then,
yeah,
I just listen to the radio, but some of that shit is like, yeah, it's tough. But the only thing that be helping me out with that, like, I listen to some of the new stuff, but what helped me out with Sirius is Rock the Bells. So
yeah,
everything to the new stuff, I pump on Rock the Bells, and I'm like, okay. But I like trying to listen to new stuff, but it ain't that much new stuff that's really good on some real shit.
Yeah, I think you know, one of my takes on that is that there's more people doing music, but there's probably less people that should be doing music, you know. And not that I think that everybody's trash or nothing like that, but what I do think is that there's a lot of regular. And, you know, I'm just not that interested in regular sounding shit. Like just regular ass hip hop that's just like regular boom bap, like easy raps and shit. Like, it's not bad per se, but it's not phenomenal. And I, you know, we came up, you know, I came up in the 90s, like shit was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Like MCs were phenomenal. Like producers were phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? So when it's just regular, like I'm out on that. So like what's fucked up is that the guys that I still think are the best guys doing it right now are either guys in my age bracket, like the Bennies and Conways and Guns, right? Or guys from that era like Evidence or, you know, Rock Marcy or, you know, like these ain't no spring chicken motherfuckers. These is guys that came up in the same era I came up in. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of the guys that's still doing it or that's doing it at an ill level, like some of the newer cats that's like new into this, I don't know if they understand what this is in the first place. And that's because, you know, the world is different, life is different. I think there's different hip hop experiences that guys my age and from my time had, you know, like when we talk about being outside, like, you know, like your hip hop life is different in 2000 and 99 and 98. Like, I was getting ran up on to battle niggas everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'd be at the I'd be at the movie theater in line and motherfucker come up like, yo, you Midas? Let's battle. Like, word? Like, fuck? And then we used to be like, we battle right there. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I done got into fights off battles. Punch niggas, you know, get punched, get jumped. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so being nice back then wasn't just for fun. Like, once you said I was in this, then you had to be nice because your reputation was on the line. Like, you know, it was just different. So I feel like if you came up in that universe where hip hop meant a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you just got a little bit of a different pedigree.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if you heard about this, but I actually saw it on Instagram. It's an app, like, you know how they got that, I don't know if you heard about that artificial intelligence shit.
Yeah, the AI shit.
So it's one that can help you with the raps now.
Yeah, I'm out on that shit. I saw that shit too. That's crazy.
I'm like, man, that shit might well, like, so yeah, that shit about to get real crazy with that shit because you get the artificial intelligence to help you do so many things anyway. So,
but look, they also doing like rap school and shit, like the Mickey Fax shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my guy, Rap Seminars, a part of that. And, you know, I mean, that's peace, like, you know, but I'm blown away by, like, damn, they teaching niggas how to rap? Like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, AI is writing raps for niggas? Like, what is this? Like, what is this like?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I kind of want to see where this goes with that, because it's like, I don't know, that's like some cookie cutter shit to me. So I don't know, like, I think the main thing of, like, hip hop is the soul part. So that's like really taking the soul away from it with that shit.
I agree.
I try to tell people about, like, cause, man, it's a long thing about my show, like Eminem. Like, I don't really like Eminem like that. Like, I know he a tight rapper.
Yeah.
But it ain't just rapping to me. Like, when I listen to your music, it gotta be a connection. Like, I gotta feel that shit in my soul. So I know he's been, yeah, he rapping, but that shit ain't like hitting me in my fucking soul. So I like rappers that, like, that fucking hit me. I can tell that nigga went through that shit. I can feel that shit in every bar. I like rappers like that. I don't like the rappers that just rapping words and rhyming and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's cool, but that's not my, like, you got people that grew up off that shit and they like it. That's not like my type of hip hop to me.
It's not, you know, that's one thing that I've been talking a lot about lately with people is, it's not just, I mean, it's not just lyrics. Like, lyrics is important, you know what I'm saying? Lyrics is very important, but it ain't just lyrics for lyrics' sake. If that were the case, you know, those guys that be doing those key style battles from back in the day where they would type and battle you typing, well, they was the illest niggas of all time.
Yeah.
Hey, and they was the illest niggas of all time, bro. Like,
you go to a website called Lyrical War.
Yo, and you used to read some of those raps and they'd be the most amazing lyrics you ever read in your life, bro. Like, wow, man. 24 bar metaphors and shit. Like, you'd be like, hold up, the whole verse is a metaphor? Like, this is crazy. Like, they used to do wild shit. But if you ask one of them niggas to rap it to you, it didn't really hit like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the thing. Like, I went into a lot of kids that's like, all right, you can put words together, but bro, I don't think putting words together is difficult. It's what you can't manufacture is the flavor.
Right.
Sauce. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't manufacture the sauce, bro. And that's kind of what, honestly, man, I grew up as a super, like, like, rap guy. And, like, you know, what I've learned over the years is that it's just about the sauce, man. It's all about the sauce. It's all about the sauce. And if you're a super lyricist, then that's a bonus for the sauce. But it's not the other way around. Like, the sauce is not a bonus for being a super lyricist. Like, it's about the sauce. You know what I'm saying? It's about the flavor. It's about the style. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about those things.
Yeah, so speaking of that, I don't know if you noticed this, but it seemed like to me, like, it seemed like the ladies were taking over right now. That's who seemed like got the sauce to me. Like, I'm hearing more like, I don't know, I think I went on a playlist where it had all the women rappers. Like, you got a lot of them like clones, but then you got some of them that got their own style and they spin And they spend hard, and these guys spend right now. I think the guys are kind of getting complacent with the bars, and you got them girls like, you got a lot of them that's killing it right now. I don't know if you noticing that.
Yeah, nah, definitely. There's definitely been an uptick in female, like, you know, dope MCs and like, you know, like Shay Noir and just a lot of.
Oh yeah, yeah, she dope.
A lot of ill females, and I, you know, maybe it's just that they able to tap in to the essence a little bit more than some of these dudes. You know, that might be the flex.
Yeah, being real for a minute, quit flossing so much. And I know you was talking about, yeah, you. I was gonna ask you because you were saying in a different way. You were saying like you can do murder rap, but I was gonna say, what about like the death rap that's going on right now? And I think it's causing a lot of like murders in hip hop.
Yeah, well, you know, when I say murder rap, I'm primarily meaning just like, you know, hard rhyming, you know, like that type of shit. Not so much like I'm gonna kill you rap. You know what I'm saying? but nah, you know what? It is real though that like, you know, like there's parts of our culture that really bring forth negativity, like where it's just not about competition and, you know, who's better, but it's like real negativity. You know what I'm saying? So like I've been looking at the shit that's been going on with Ja Morant, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's hip hop shit though. You know what I'm saying?
I guess my only thing with that, I was telling my wife about it. I was like, okay, he was where he was at. He flashed that gun. I was like, man, why is it like when black people flash guns, that would be a problem? But it'd be white people, man. They can have a big ass rifle, hunting guns all day. But we flash a gun, it's a problem. But they do it all the time. So I was like, well, that's the thing about it.
I think the only switch up though is that like, I mean, if you flashing your gun as a white dude on some like hunting shit, at least you try to shoot ducks and shit. This nigga is in the club. You know what I'm saying? With the piece.
Yeah, I tried to give him a cover up. I tried to give him out. He's like, nah.
Yo, because real talk, there's no out for that behavior. Like, you can't be, especially when you made it out the hood, bro. Like, yeah. You got a $200 million deal on the table. Like,
I guess
bro.
The thing, too, though, is the build-up. So it's like he already got the stuff going on with the case. And you do that, it's almost like you was like, aha, and nothing happened to me. Right. Yeah, that's why it would look fucked up. But if
that was the one incident,
then you can't really, like, whatever. But it's the build-up.
Yeah, he's OD with it, bro. You running up on kids at the mall with, you know what I mean? Like, bro, you make too much money to be doing all that stupid shit. Like, but you know, he's a kid too. You know, like that's what we be forgetting. He's 22.
I guess the sad. Well, I was looking at it. I was like, damn, it's kind of fucked up because like your dad is around. So it's like, is his dad not telling him nothing?
Yeah, but his dad's a knucklehead too, though.
Yeah, you know that's what I'm saying. So it's like, man, your dad just there basically for the fame. Like he want to be on the front row and get into with Shannon Sharp and shit, but he ain't really looking out for your best interest. So you really gonna have to cut off your dad at the end of the day.
Well, his dad is, you know, it's one of them things where like, I mean, and I don't know this for a fact, but like, I'm 38, I might be older than his dad. You know, like, he might not, you know, like, and then again, you know, that there's a culture, there's a street culture and there's like a, you know, keep it real, when keeping it real goes wrong and all that shit. And a lot of that has roots in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like there's roots for that behavior. So that's kind of the downside of this shit. But it's funny too, man, because like, you know, I rap and shit, but I ain't involved in nothing crazy and shit. And what's funny is whenever somebody finds out that I rap, they be like, I'll be like, yo, I got a show this weekend. I'll be like, be careful. I'm like, what the fuck you mean, be careful? Like, ain't nothing gonna happen to me, nigga. But that's the stigma that goes along with hip hop. Like, yo, if I was a country singer, nobody would tell me be careful when I was going to a show. Like,
I don't know though. I know I went to a show one time and some shit broke off. So I don't know. I say be careful too, shit.
Well, no, I mean, look, it's legit, right? Like it's legit. But at the same time, like, you know, there's to me, there's subgenres in hip hop too. There's all kind of different energies. And like, I'm not hanging out where fucking Takeoff was hanging out, bro. Like, that ain't like, that ain't where me and my niggas is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, we go to the show, we rap, stand outside and talk and laugh and go home by 1:30 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And it's just very different. And like, I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, yo, like, the image that you have of what hanging out in hip hop is not what I be doing. Like, I'm definitely not out there flashing money, having a gun on me, throwing ice or throwing dice around. Like, this is not what's been happening on my Friday nights, bro. Like, but that's what people think. That's the only thing that you do. Pop bottles, you know, like, there's it's super wild.
So what's the reality?
I mean, that might be the reality for some people. You know what I'm saying? But again, I think there's different subgenres of the shit. And not every part of that, not every part of the culture moves that way. You know what I'm saying? I actually think it's probably not even the majority of the culture moves that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I went to a show last week. It was, I had a show last week, last Saturday night. It was 65% white people. And it was at a distillery, like a beer, whatever, where they make beer at and shit. And there were motherfuckers breakdancing outside. Like, nobody's flashing their guns. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not there's motherfucker in there doing graffiti. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing to be scared of. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, but again, we, you know, the hip hop does have aggression to it, and the different subgenres that you might be more involved in than others, there might be more aggressiveness in it than others, you know. But again, you know, to me, what I do, the kind of music that I do, it ain't no different to me than going to a fucking indie rock show. You know, they're not shooting niggas at the indie rock show. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where it's at to me.
And then what's your current projects right now?
So right now out, we got the Devil's Playground by myself and my brother Deli Digger. Also got what's the name of the fucking album? Chain Reaction by Gold Chain Music. Fat shout out to my whole Gold Chain family, Planet Asia, Supreme Cerebral, fucking K Burns, Yara, fucking Dirty Digs, Montage, Tri-State, the whole family. So that project is out too right now, called Chain Reaction, Gold Chain Music. So both of those projects is what I really got bubbling right now.
Man, what are your plans for the, I guess, what goals are you trying to achieve with your career right now?
Honestly, bro, like, I got a lot of music in the tuck. So my goal right now is to just get all this shit out. I don't want to be the only person that knows all these songs. So, you know, the Devil's Playground just dropped. The Gold Chain album just dropped. I got the album with Sato Gold. I got an album with Planet Asia. I got an album with my man Michelangelo. I got an album with my man Czarism. I got another album with my man Deli. I got an album with my man Sharp. And these are things that are done that, like I don't need to rap. I don't need to write a rap this year.
And they're
I
not out yet? Out.
Huh?
You talking about all that stuff's not out yet?
Nah, all that stuff's not out.
Man, what you waiting on?
You know, look, you know, these things, man, these things take a team to put them out correctly. Right, takes, you know, money to put them out correctly. It takes a lot of energy. So, you know, it's not getting these things out is not solely on my shoulders. But what I would say is, you know, I don't need to write a rap this year, and I could look like the busiest motherfucker all year if I were to drop. So it's really about just lining up all the stars and getting these projects out. That's my goal for this year.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it like, were you like, are you still creating music now, or are you like,
oh yeah, for sure. I did two joints yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So nah, that's gonna be forever. Like, I'm always on the creative tip, and I'm working on a project. Like, I'm working on the follow-up to Devil's Playground right now. That's something that me and Deli, like I said, we did two songs yesterday. That's where we're headed on that journey.
And then describe your creative process.
Honestly, I'm beats first. So I like to hear the music, and then, you know, I listen to the music and try to think of what the music's telling me. Like, what does this feel like? What is it? What is the scene that the music is painting? And, you know, the reason I go that route is I don't like to fight the beats. I just want to melt into the music, you know what I'm saying? And do what the music tells me to do. And that's kind of my take. So that's really my creative process. Listening to the beats, you know, looks like there's a lot of people that like write all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't write all the time. I write when I have a beat to write to, you know? Now I'm blessed to have a lot of beats at my disposal. You know, I got a lot of guys that, you know, my man Sharp and my man Deli, amongst others. I got a good stable of producers that keep me fed, but I don't really write unless I got something to write to.
And what is some of your interests outside of music?
Well, you know, I got both of these joints right here. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, got the So, you know, got that going on. You know, I got two dogs. You know, my dogs keep me busy, two big pits. Really, I think other than music, you know, like I said, I'm into wrestling. I like wrestling. I pay close attention to wrestling. I'm always working on my house and doing shit in the crib. So, you know, regular people shit.
Yeah, I heard somebody, man, somebody made a post complaining about pit bulls. What do you think? They keep talking about, like, people shouldn't have pit bulls, blah, blah, blah. So what's your experience with pit bulls?
They're the sweetest dogs you could ever possibly have. I had both of my pits at the same time. I had a Dachshund who passed away like a year or two ago, or like 2 years ago. My Dachshund was the meanest of all three of these niggas. Like, he was the meanest nigga of the bunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, my two pits is they love everybody. They're sweethearts. So nah, I wouldn't. Any dog has the capacity to be aggressive. Any dog, big, small, whatever. The thing about pits is they actually have the tools to do damage if they're aggressive. You know, they're strong. They're strong-willed. They got the strong bites, big heads, you know. So, like, a mean pit is a lot worse than a mean chihuahua, obviously. But any dog could be mean and any dog could be sweet. I don't think it's a breed thing.
Yeah, that's why I saw some people saying too. They was like, that's how the whoever got the dog is training them to be.
Yeah, it's their situation. Like, I got a homeboy with a fucking what's that? A Jack Russell. That's the meanest nigga alive. Like, you know?
Oh man. And then so what would you like to say to your fans and supporters?
Continue to support. You know, the support is always needed for, again, you know, for these projects to come out. You know, the more support that myself and artists like me receive, the more we can do. The more music we can put out, the more time we can dedicate to creating music and putting music out. You know what I'm saying? So I would just say continue to support, continue to look. Continue to run them streaming numbers up, run them YouTubes up, run them, you know, run them band camps up, buy the merch, you know, show your love. If it's something, again, if it's something you fucking with, I'm also a proponent of, you know, I don't want you to fuck with it just because you my man. Or, you know, nah, like it, you know, cop it because you want it. If you don't want it, don't cop it. I'm doing music for people who want it. So, you know, but if you're a supporter, be a supporter, you know, let the numbers show.
All right, bro. I want to say thanks for coming through Politicking with me.
Big love. Big love.
No doubt. You want to hit him with your social media and everything?
Yeah. At Midas the Beast on IG, at Midas on Twitter. Fuck with the kid. You already know what it is.
You got any shout outs?
Big shout out, my man, Deli Digger. Big shout out, my brother, Sharp. Big shout out my brother Okito, my brother Zarism. You know, we got a lot of Fat Shop, my whole gold chain family, big shop, Planet Asia. We got a lot of music coming this year.
Yeah, I saw that you worked on some stuff with Anya.
Well, who?
I think I'll be saying his name wrong. Anya Jordan. Oh yeah, his last name Jordan.
I don't think so.
I might be mixing you up then. Never mind.
Yeah, nah, I don't think so. Nah.
Oh no, it said you had a song with Talib Kweli, Planet Asia.
Yeah, for sure. I just got to join with Talib. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we
out. Nico is, you know, hype check. A lot of stuff coming out. Shout out my Beat Ministry family too.
All right, we out, y'all. Till the next time.
Bang bang. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, man. Nice talking to you. Yeah, I'm a.